弟兄姐妹早上平安。
Good morning to you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天是Labor Day， 所以可能有很多的弟兄姐妹已经出去旅游去了。
And today is a long weekend for the Labor Day holiday. Many brothers and sisters are traveling.
我的观点是我鼓励弟兄姐妹能够趁这个假期，一家能够出去去旅游。
And my perspective is that during this holiday, I encourage you to go traveling with your family.
但是呢，就是说，大家弟兄姐妹出去旅游的时候，一定要记住，无论你在哪里，都要守主日。
But whenever you are, brothers and sisters, I remind you that you are to go to the Lord's Day.
Keep the Lord's Day. 对啊，我们知道，在新约里面，我们是恩典啊。这并不意味着我们不需要再守律法。
And in the New Testament, we know that there is a lot of mention of grace, but there is law as well.
我们仍然需要守律法。
And we are to keep the law of God.
只是我们守律法的出发点不一样。
But we have a different motivation in keeping the law of God.
在旧约里面，守律法是为了守律法。
And in the Old Testament, you keep the law to keep the law for itself.
为了守律法而守律法。
And you want to keep the law for the sake of keeping the law.
但在新约里面不一样，新约里面我们是被神的爱激励，所以我们愿意去守律法。
But in the New Testament, we're inspired by the love of God to keep His law.
所以律法并没有分除。
So there is no abolition of the law.
而是守律法的这个出发点不一样。
But it's a different motivation in keeping the law.
而是我们被改变的生命之后，我们去出于神的爱，被神的爱激励，我们去守律法，我们来守主日。
And so when our lives has been changed by the love of God, we come to keep His law and to keep the Lord's Day.
所以弟兄姐妹，出于神的爱，所以我们要尽量去守主日。
And so
尽量在主日的时候不要迟到。
It is because of the Lord's love that we come to keep His Lord's Day and not be late on it.
那这次我们家这个度假，我们就有一次的，但是在前面那个 Rocky Mountain 那个旅行，我们就有这么一次奇妙的经历。
And our previous vacation, while we're up in the Rocky Mountains, we have this experience.
然后我们在周六的时候，刚好就是我太太联系到她的一位她的之前的邻居，从小在一起的邻居。然后她的邻居住在那个 Devil.
So my wife contacted a neighbor that she grew up with, and the neighbor was residing in Denver.
所以她就邀请我们到他们家里，我们就去他们的家里了。
So they invited us to their house and we went there.
我们本来是住在山上面，然后所以就开下来到他们家里。
We were residing up in the mountains and then we came down to their place.
那当天晚上他们就是说很客气的、很热情的邀请我们在他们家住一晚上。
And so they were very warm and invited us to spend a night with them at their place.
然后第二天就是告诉我们说一起去做礼拜。
And the next day he said, well, let us go to the church together.
所以我觉得很感恩的是，就是我们也一直在想，那次的礼拜天到哪里去做礼拜。
And we were still considering which church we are going to go on that Sunday.
但神就这么奇妙的预备了。
But God has prepared this wonderfully.
那我后来才知道，然后在 Rocky Mountain 的他的 camping site， 他也有那个礼拜天有礼拜的地方。
Eventually, I realized that at the camping site, there's also a place for the Sunday worship.
那明峰，你们应该有这样的经历，对不对
？Brother 明峰 perhaps
没有。他的在那个 camping site， 他有一个地方叫 Amesita， 是吧 ？Amesita 是吧？那个 Amesita 的地方，他的礼拜天，他就在那里，你可以去那里敬拜，他有讲员来讲。
And on Sunday, on the amphitheater at the camping site, there is a Sunday service.
所以我觉得，反正这个经历给我一个经历，我觉得蛮感恩的。
And this experience is one that I'm thankful for.
我前几天读了一本书，刚好是就是说在讲这个美国的所谓的 emerging adults.
Several days ago, I was reading a book, and we're talking about so-called emerging
adults.
Adults.
Emerging adults. 那什么叫 emerging adults?
And what is this? What are these emerging adults?
我们知道从13岁到18岁被称为 teenager, 对吗？
We know that from 13 to 18, you're called a teenager.
但是美国现在就是说，大概是在六七十年代之后出现了这么一批叫 emerging adults， 也就是从18岁到29岁之间。
But now there's a group from 18 to 29 in the post 1670s that they are termed as emerging adults.
那么这一批人的出现给这个大环境的是有关系的，因为现在就是说越来越的教育越来越 high education。
And so, of course, it's tied to the environment because there is more and more emphasis on higher education.
Yeah, 在全球化的下面，竞争越来越激烈。
And under globalization, there's more and more competition.
所以对美国来说，它的有一个转变，就是人们进入那个 doubt 的阶段就会延迟，就会 postpone.
So for the Americans, the stages they enter into an adult has been postponed.
所以在原来的十八岁到这个到十八岁之后就出现了。
So those who are after 18, you have this group called the emergent adults.
然后他们研究这个 emergent adults, 他们就发现，那么从这个 teenager 这个阶段，十三到十八岁，他们的这个阶段，然后到 emergent adults, 十八到二十九岁这个阶段，然后有13%的人，然后就成为一个 liberal, 成为自由派。
And so they made a statistic that showed that from a teenager, as you go into emergent adults, 18 to 29, and 13% of them will become liberal.
我问13%还不是很多，是吧？
And you think, well, 13% is not a lot, isn't it?
他们就研究那些剩下的仍然保持他们信仰的这批人，有哪些因素是让他们仍然能够成为一个基督徒。
And they continue to survey the remaining Christians. What are the elements that let them continue to be a conservative Christian?
然后他们就发现大概有这么几个因素。
And they realized there's several elements.
那么第一个因素就是说他们父母然后对这个信仰的重视度。
And first is the attention that their parents pay to this faith that they have.
那么第二个因素是他们在 teenager 的阶段对这个信仰的重视度。
And the second element is the attention they paid in their stages during the teenage years.
其实第二个因素是受第一个因素影响的。
And of course, the second element is influenced by the first.
所以你可以看到，父母对信仰的重视度直接会影响到小孩子他将来成长了以后，他是不是还继续能够相信。
So how much emphasis the parents pay to their faith actually influences a lot on the children.
当然，后面还有别的因素，比方说，在这个会众当中有没有长辈，那这个小孩子比较熟悉，他可以遇到事情的时候，他可以去找他。
Now, of course, there are other factors, for example, other mentors in the congregation that they can find.
那么还有就是说，这个小孩他自己的读经，他自己的祷告。
And then for the teenager, his or her own devotional life.
对啊，还有包括他自己有没有这种属灵的经历。
And whether he or her has spiritual experiences.
所以这五个因素很重要。
So these five elements are very important.
反过来说，如果这个小孩他在这个 teenager 阶段，他有自己的读经的习惯，有自己祷告的习惯，他有自己属灵的经历，那么他在成为 emerging adults 之后，他就很容易仍然是在这个信仰当中。
So if the teenager has their own vibrant spiritual life and also have experiences, there's a higher chance of him staying as a Christian and emerging adult.
但反过来说，如果他没有这些东西的话，你就要小心了，他可能会流失掉。
But if they don't have this, they might be lost.
那所以这些东西对我们其实上是。所以你在这里可以看到父母的因素很重要。
So what you can see here is the influence of the parents is great.
你对信仰的重视度，你对主守主日的重视度，直接会影响到你的小孩子。
So how much attention you pay to your faith and to keeping the Lord's Day will influence your children very directly.
所以我们做父母的，我们肩上有这样的责任，有这样的重担，我们在以后要到神面前去交账。
So as parents, we have this responsibility, and we are to be accountable before God one day.
好，我在这里说了这些闲话，因为我知道我们当中有很多是有是做父母的，有 children 也有这个 teenager 的。
I've shared this here because I know many among us here have children and teenage children as well.
我是觉得我有义务要给你们讲这些。
And I feel that I have the burden to share this with you.
Okay, 我们来看今天的经文。今天的经文是在加拉太书的一章一到十一节。
And so today we'll look at Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11.
我们先来读一下这段经文。
Let's read this section in scripture.
我这有个失误，然后这个字体不是很能够很清楚啊。所以请大家翻到圣经，如果你有圣经的话，请翻到圣经加拉太书的一章一到十一节。
Let's turn our Bibles to Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11.
好，翻到以后，我邀请大家起立，我们还是用起印的方式一起来读。我来读单数节，请大家来读双数节，好吗
？And when you're there, we invite you to stand and we'll read responsively. I'll read the odd verses and you read the even.
做使徒的保罗，不是犹于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督，与叫他从死里复活的父神。
And all the brothers who are with me to the churches of Galatia.
愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿门。
I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音改了。
But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed.
我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
For am I now seeking the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
好，我们一起祷告。天父，亲爱的主，我们把这段经文仰望交托在你的手中，愿你来帮助我们。
Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we pray and we commit this section of scripture into your hands. May you help us.
愿你的圣灵来帮助孩子，主啊，让掌管孩子，让孩子能够把这段经文讲解的清楚。
May your Holy Spirit anoint the preacher that he may preach it clearly.
愿你在这里居首位掌王权。
And may you be exalted and high above.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
那加拉太书是。我们知道是保罗写给加拉太省的教会的。
And now we know that Galatians is an epistle that Paul has written to the province of Galatia.
加拉太书的写作时间大概是在保罗第一次旅行布道到他的到那个耶路撒冷大会中间的这段时间。
And so the date of this epistle is between his first missionary journey and between the Jerusalem Council.
为什么这么说呢
？And why do we say this？
因为我在加拉太书里面保罗要handle的一个。要处理的一个重要的问题就是律法和福音的关系。
Because in Galatians, Paul is dealing with very, very important question about the gospel and the law.
那对于犹太人来说，律法里面最代表的就是割礼了，对不对
？And now the most representative law to the Jew is the law of circumcision.
但我们看到加拉太书里面没有提到耶路撒冷大会。
But here in Galatians, there's no mention of the Jerusalem Council.
我知道在使徒行传十五章里面，耶路撒冷大会的主要就是来处理这个外邦人信主，他们要不要守犹太人的这些宗教礼仪的问题。
And we know that in Acts 15, in the Jerusalem Council, the biggest problem that it solves is to whether the Gentiles are to keep the Jewish laws.
所以这么重要的一个问题，保罗都没有提到，那就说明他是写在耶路撒冷大会。
So because Paul did not mention the Jerusalem Council in the book of Galatians, that means he's written before that.
所以他大概是保罗第一次旅行布道结束之后，然后在耶路撒冷大会之间写的。
And so it's between Paul's the ending of Paul's first missionary journey and the Jerusalem Council, and he wrote it between this time.
我知道保罗在第一次旅行布道期间的时候，他在那个加拉太省，就是当时罗马的行政省加拉太省，然后传福音，然后在几个城市安提阿、以哥涅、路斯德和特皮。
And we know that in the first missionary journey, Paul is preaching the gospel in the province of Galatia, in the place of Lystra, Derbe, Iconium.
但是可能在保罗离开了之后，保罗就听到在加拉太省的这些教会里面，就是要从别处来的这些犹太人，然后告诉这些在这当中做一些搅扰的工作，告诉他们说你们必须受割礼。
But after Paul has left, he heard that other Jewish proselytes come into the Galatians to teach them that they ought to be circumcised.
这告诉他们说，你们单单信耶稣基督还不够，你们必须受割礼。你们如果不受割礼的话，你就没有办法得救。
And to teach them that to believe in Jesus Christ is not enough, you ought to be circumcised, otherwise you will not be saved.
你们没办法得到永生，没有办法上天堂。
You will not have eternal life if you are not circumcised.
所以保罗就是要处理这样的一个问题。
So Paul is dealing with such a question.
那我们在看第一节的时候，保罗说做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，对不对
？And in verse one, he says, "Paul, an apostle, not from man, but from Christ."
他说作为使徒的保罗说，不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督，以及与他从死叫他从死里复活的父神。
And so Paul, an apostle, not from man, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
所以保罗在这里说，我做使徒不是从人而出的。而是说是从耶稣基督亲自来拣选我做使徒，也是上帝来拣选我做使徒。
And so Paul and his apostle, he did not gain his apostleship by himself, but that he has been made an apostle by Christ and God.
我们知道保罗的经历，我们知道保罗在大马色的路上，然后耶稣向他显现，对不对？
And we know,
然后告诉给他使命，告诉他说你要做外邦人的使徒。
And we know Paul's experience on the road to Damascus that Jesus Christ appeared to him and to tell him to be apostle to the Gentiles.
所以耶稣向保罗显现，然后他保罗领受使命，然后他成为使徒。
And so Christ appeared to Paul and received the mission and he became an apostle.
但是我们在这里看到，这里并没有出现呼召这个词。
But here there's no this mention of calling.
那么在圣经里面其实出现呼召的时候都是在指使嘛。
So what does it say about calling when it appears in the Bible?
我们很多时候就是说我做牧师你有没有呼召，你的呼召是什么？
And many times I say, oh, you're a pastor, do you have a calling to be a pastor?
那我和 Moses 都是这样，我们去那个on the credit 的时候都会问你的呼召是什么。
And they ask us when we're under care, what's your call?
但其实你如果看圣经上的话，圣经这个呼召这个词没有用在这个 office， 也就是说我们说这个教会的 office 上面。
But when you look at the Bible, the phrase of calling doesn't apply to the biblical offices.
而是在提摩太前书的三章，如果没记错，他说你们渴慕圣工，那个是渴慕圣工， desire for the noble task。
Yeah, but in 1 Timothy 3, when you talk about a biblical office, it's talking about a desire to have a noble task.
但是圣经用在呼召的时候，它都是用在一个地方。
But when the Bible uses this word call, it uses it in one way.
就是你们被呼召出来，成为耶稣的门徒，成为基督徒。
And that is you who are called to be the disciples of Christ.
所以这是那个call用的地方。
So the call is being used for you to be a Christian.
所以为什么教会的那个词叫什么？大家知道教会的那个英文叫什么？
And you
不是英文，或者是那个希腊文是吧？
Do you know what's the word for church in the Greek?
Ecclesiastic 是吧？
Ecclesiastic.
Yeah. 就是那个 ek 是什么意思？就是呼召的意思，呼召出来的意思。
And so the word means those who are being called out.
所以我们知道那个那李长寿把这个教会翻成召会。
And so we know that Witness Lee He translated it into a congregation, church into a congregation.
所以作为信徒，作为基督徒，就是信徒基督徒就是门徒，是被耶稣呼召出来的，被神呼召出来的。
So as believers, we are being called by God, we're being set apart.
但是我们在谈的时候，做牧师的呼召，我们有的时候会用这个呼召来说，做牧师的呼召，或者是说做成为神学院老师的这个呼召，我们会用这个呼召这个词。
But sometimes we use this word call for people like pastors or seminary professors.
但其实我们这个词是有广泛的应用。
And of course, there's a broad usage of this term.
其实是在这里，我要稍微谈一下，什么才是我们说的这个呼召呢
？And here, so what does it mean to be called?
那么你作为一个牧师，你的呼召并不是说神向你说话，神向你显现。或者是说有些人证明就是说有些人做见证说我病得要死了，然后就是说所以不得不去做牧师。
And so as being called to pastor is not that God appeared to you or that you're in a dire illness and then you became a pastor.
我们知道但有这种经历，我承认有这种经历，但是真正的呼召是神在你的心里面动工，让你心里面有那个 desire。
But the true calling is a God giving you that desire in your heart and moving you.
有那个 desire， 然后你去渴慕这样的圣工。
And when you have
去渴慕去服侍神。
When you have this desire to want to serve Him, this noble task.
而且在那个时候的话，你用神给你的智慧，你判断，我做这件事情是能够最大化的去服侍神，最好的服侍神，所以我就选择去做牧师。
And at a point in time, according to the wisdom that God gives you, you made a decision that you can serve God the best in this way, and you made the decision.
所以这个呼召不单是给做牧师的，而且是给每一个弟兄姐妹。
So this call is not just to the pastor, but to every single one of us.
所以每个弟兄姐妹，你都要去思想，我在这个时候我做什么事情，我是能够最大化的去服侍神，
so、everybody,
最好的去服侍神。
Every brother and sisters, you ought to think at this moment in time, what's the best way for you to serve God?
我是不是做长老，我是能够最好的去服侍神？我是不是做医生，我是能够最好的去服侍神
？Can I serve God the best as by being an elder or by being a doctor?
我是不是做老师，我是能够最好的服侍神
？Or can I serve God in the best way by being a teacher?
所以你要从这个角度去想。
And you are to think of your vocation.
我为什么讲这些呢
？Why do I talk about this?
我讲这些就是我是感觉到就是我们很多的弟兄姐妹被那个呼召所束缚住，我们认为谁一定要对我说话我才是呼召。
And I say this because a lot of us might be constrained by the call, thinking that we must hear some words from God to have a call.
那我看到我们教会的这弟兄姐妹，这么多弟兄姐妹，但是我们看到我们有多少人能够起来做全职
？But I see these brothers and sisters here. How many of us can arise and to serve Him?
我是想着我们背后是有些是被这个。被这样的一个错误的观点被束缚住了。
And perhaps we are constrained by this wrong view of the call.
所以我今天讲的这个观点不是我的观点，其实也是我的观点，只是我在这个底密的课程的时候，我的老师 Sandy Wilson， 他讲了这个观点。
And so it's a perspective that my professor shared with me in my class.
他就讲什么是做牧师的护照。
And he talked about what does it mean to be called as a pastor.
就在这个时候。我通过我的智慧判断，我心里有这样强烈的渴慕，我要去服侍神。但我通过我的智慧的判断，我知道我做牧师，我是能够最好的去服侍神。
It is at this moment when I have this, according to wisdom that I have, that this is the best path for me to serve God.
所以我就借保罗的这句话，然后我稍微的讲一下这个护照的事情。
And through this Paul's word that I'm sharing a little bit about this calling.
我们今天的主题是唯独福音。
And the theme that we're going to share today is, Only the gospel.
我们今天在这里要讲三点。第一点是唯独福音。
And first is solely the gospel.
第二点，我们保罗在后面提到，就是说，如果是传别样的福音，他是可咒可诅的。
And he talked about those who are preaching another gospel that let him be accursed.
我们如何来看待这句话
？How do we view this phrase?
那最后一，我们要去思想福音的目的是什么
？And finally, we are to think of what's the goal of the gospel.
保罗在第六节提到，他对加拉太省的弟兄姐妹说，他说我稀奇你们这么快就离开这个福音呢。
In verse 6, Paul says, I'm astonished that you're so quickly deserting this gospel.
你们这么快就离开福音，去从别的福音。
And you're so quickly deserting this, and you're turning to a different gospel.
保罗在这里说，这些福音并不是，不过是有些人要搅扰你们。然后把基督的福音改了。
And not that there is another gospel, but that there are some who trouble you, want to distort the gospel.
那保罗在这里指的是，就是说一批从别的地方来的，可能从耶路撒冷来的信徒，然后到加拉太省的教会里面，告诉他们说，你们必须受割礼，然后才能够得救。
And Paul is saying that some who came from Jerusalem, perhaps, and teaching the believers in Galatia that you ought to be circumcised.
你必须行律法，你必须这么做那么做，然后才能够得救。
You ought to keep this law and do this and this in order to be saved.
那保罗在这里告诉他们说，这个不是基督的福音，这是别的福音。
And Paul says that this is not the gospel of Christ, but another.
所以我们在这里看到，从教会的开始诞生的时候开始，一直到现在，其实一直来就是说，我们看到这个行为主义，就是行为称义和福音之间一直来有这样的一个张力在。
So even from the beginning of the church, you always see this works salvation that is happening within the church.
所以保罗最初的时候与行为主义、行为称义与犹太主义、法利赛人。
And so from the very beginning, Paul is warring against these people who are championing the works righteousness.
法利赛人说，如果你是信徒的话，你就要去，你如果要得救的话，就要去遵守那个律法。
And the Pharisee says that if you are to be saved, you ought to keep the law.
而且这个律法不光是就是说摩西五经的律法，而且法利赛人有他的一套的律法，他们叫 Oral Torah。
And so the law is not just the five books of Moses, but you have the oral Torah.
他们就认为在摩西在领受律法的时候，神告诉了摩西一些东西，然后没有写下来，是口头一代一代传下来的。
And there is the oral tradition that God has spoken to Moses when he received the law.
然后后来就是这个 oral 的这个 Torah， 然后就是传下来之后，他们把它就是写下来，就成为他们现在的塔木德。
And so when they have written down this oral tradition, it becomes the Talmud.
他就说你们必要遵守这些上面的律法，然后才能够得救。
And they say you ought to keep this law in order for you to be saved.
但保罗说这些行为称义的都是别的福音，不是基督的福音。
But Paul says that all these works righteousness is another gospel, not the gospel of Christ.
所以这个就是基督教与别的宗教不一样的地方。
This is the key difference between Christianity and other religions.
那从起初与犹太教不一样的地方也是在这里，基督教不是行为称义的。
And for Christianity, it's not works righteousness.
那我们今天看到世界上的这些著名的宗教，佛教或者道教，我们中国人了解的宗教，还有伊斯兰教，现在都是行为称义的。
You see all the famous religion today, even in Confucianism, in Buddhism, in Islam, all of them are works righteousness.
为什么
？Why?
因为这个行为称义是人的一个本性，人总是想我要做什么才能够得救。
Because it's the nature of man to want to gain some righteousness through your works.
所以当那个文士来到耶稣面前，有文士就说：“我要做什么才能够得救？”
So when the scribes come before Jesus, he asks, "What must I do in order to be saved?"
所以当彼得起来讲道的时候，有很多人信主，他们说：“我要做什么？”
And when Peter preached, a lot of them believed, and they asked, "What should we do?"
所以你会看到人这个行为称义，在这个本质里面，在人的内心深处已经刻在那里。
So the nature of the humanity is that we want to do some work in order to gain some righteousness.
那佛教是这样。
It's the same with Buddhism.
道教是这样。
It's the same with Taoism.
伊斯兰教也是这样。
It's the same with Islam.
我之前给大家讲过，就是我在费城的时候，我们的第十长老会，我们有在有一，就是说有的时候在春季有一些活动。
And so I've shared before in the 10th at Philadelphia in the spring we have some events.
其中有一个活动就是我们要看各个其他不同的宗教。他们是怎样的 worship？
And one of the events
去了解他们
is to understand the other religions how they worship.
所以当时就布鲁斯带着我，还有我的另外一个朋友叫 Eric， 我们一起，然后就去那个一个穆斯林的清真寺，然后在他那里面，然后看他们怎么 worship。
So my mentor Bruce brought me and another friend to a mosque in a Muslim mosque to see how they worship.
因为我们和他穆斯林的伊斯兰教叫 Imam 是吧 ？Imam， 然后跟他聊天。然后问他，就是说你们这个救恩到底是怎么讲的？什么样的人才能够得救
？And we chatted with the imam and asked him how can a person be saved through Islam.
那么他就告诉我们说，就是说要做好事。
And he told us that you must do good works.
那我们就告诉他，我们一生当中有的人做了一些好事，也做了一些坏事，那到底怎么办呢？到底是到底该怎么衡量
？And we told him, well, some of us who have done good works, but we also have bad works. So how do you measure it?
他就是说到时候的话，上帝把这个你好事和坏事放在天平上称一称，然后好事多的话你就得救了。
And so he says that, well, God will put it on a scale, and if you have more good works, you will be saved.
这就是他们的伊斯兰教的思想。
This is their thought in Islam.
这我不是瞎说的，这是我们问那个伊曼，他告诉我们的。
And this is what I've asked the imam and what he has told me.
所以伊斯兰教也是这样，它是个行为称义的。
And Islam is works righteousness too.
然后我们看佛教。
And if you look at Buddhism,
那佛教是从印度教里面发展出来的，但是对印度教我不是很了解。
And Buddhism came from Hinduism, that I'm not very familiar with Hinduism.
但佛教是它的主要问题来，就是要去解决世界上的人们的苦难的问题。
And so the biggest problem that Buddhism is trying to solve is the problem of suffering in this world.
所以佛教讲的四谛。四谛的话，就是讲的，就是说，这个世上有苦难。
And there's four truths in Buddhism. The first one is that there's suffering in this world.
然后第二个讲就是说，这苦难的原因是什么
？And what is the second talks about what's the source of this suffering?
那第三个这叫灭谛，就是说我们要消除这个苦难，要达到一个涅槃的境界。
And third is to reach this nirvana where you can eliminate all suffering.
然后最后讲我如何去消除这苦难，所以叫道谛。
And the fourth one is how you do that.
所以佛教的最终目的是要达到涅槃，然后脱离那个六道轮回。
And so the ultimate goal of Buddhism is to reach nirvana.
因为他们在认为就是你在轮回当中是不断的就要受苦，对不对？所以你要真正能够脱离苦难，就是脱离这个六道轮回。
Because when you're in nirvana, you're free from reincarnation and you're no longer in suffering.
所以要达到那个涅槃的境界。
So you want to reach nirvana.
他们认为在涅槃的境界的话是永远没有这个痛苦
And I think that in Nirvana there's no suffering at all
永远没有烦恼
There's no frustration
那么怎么做呢
But how do you do that?
那怎么做呢就是要消除就是他认为这个痛苦的来源就是因为我们这个七情六欲
And they think that the source of our suffering is because of our desires
所以你要达到那个涅槃境界你就要消除那个佛教讲那个三毒叫贪嗔痴
，and so in order to reach nirvana, you have to eliminate the suffering, the desires that you have.
那怎么才能够消除贪嗔痴呢？贪就贪婪，嗔就是仇恨，痴就是说没，痴就是说，怎么说？就是没有真理，没有光明。
And so there's three things that you ought to eliminate. One is greed. The other one is ignorance.
仇恨。
And there is a hatred.
Hatred.
Yeah. yeah.
所以他就那怎么样才能消除这个贪嗔痴呢？就是要通过修行。
And only through disciplines that you can eliminate these desires.
就是说你要通过修行，让自己做到无欲的那个状态，消除这个贪嗔痴。
You have to discipline yourself so that you eliminate all these desires within you.
所以你会看到佛教它最最根本的也是要靠自己去修行，来达到那个境界。
You see, the goal of Buddhism is to discipline yourself in order to reach the nirvana.
那道教也是一样的。
The same with Taoism.
道教最开始的时候，我是觉得这个老子的道教还是老子的那个道家的思想还是比较好的。
And I still think that Taoism is slightly better.
但是到后面的话，道教越来越发展的话，就发展的越来越堕落了。
But as it develops, it becomes more and more depraved.
你如果去研究道教的话，你会发现老子在《道德经》里面，他对那个天道、对那个道有一个很尊重的那个心态在那里。
And if you look at Lao Zi, he's actually very respectful of this Tao.
但是到东汉的到汉朝那个《黄帝内经》的时候。他对这个道的话就没有像老子那么尊重了。
But as it develops until later stages, they don't have so much respect for this Tao anymore.
他认为这个圣人是可以顺应天地，把握阴阳的。
And I think that this saint can go according to his nature.
也就是说，这个圣人做到圣人这个地步，他可以操纵这个道。
And to a saint, he can actually employ this Tao.
所以他可以通过修行，然后去能够了解、去理解这个道。他所以在他的思想。观念到后面的思想道教的思想观念当中，道已经堕落成一个规律了。
And so, in a later development, Tao has become a theory or a nature that you can manipulate.
所以道教它的最终的目的是想要做什么呢
？So what's the goal of Taoism then?
它的最终的目的就是想我能够去掌握这个道，掌握这个道，所以能够达到天人合一的这个地步。
And so the goal of Taoism is to manipulate this Tao so that we can be one with the nature.
达到天人合一之后，我就可以把握阴阳，我就可以长生，我就可以永生。
So when you are one with the nature, then you can live eternally.
但是我们看到道教的里面没有一个人能够永生的。
But we see that in Taoism, not one person has reached this stage.
他们里面活的最长的是，不知道大家有没有听过叫彭祖。
The longest living person of Taoism is this person by the name of 彭祖。
据说是活了800多年。
He said that he's lived 800 years.
但最终还是死了。
But he died.
所以我们看到，就是说，道教它也是想通过这个修行来达到天人合一的地步。
So Taoism wants, through discipline, they want to get one with the nature.
那最后可以活得长一点，可以活得更自由一点。
And perhaps you can live longer and freer.
所以无论是佛教、道教还是伊斯兰教，其实它的最根本都是一种靠行为来称义的宗教。
So whether it's Islam, Buddhism, or Taoism, it's always based on works.
来靠修行能够跳出这个苦难，能够跳出这个像这个众生这个。
And through discipline, you want to escape from all this suffering and desires.
但是我们知道，这个和犹太教一样，最终都是失败。
But this is the same with Judaism; it will fail eventually.
在圣经里面，然后我们在这里看到，就是神用了，大概是从犹太人从那个以色列建国。公元前1000多年，然后到他亡国，公元前587年，大概500多年的时间，然后像告诉以色列人，他们靠他们自己的力量没有办法来追守这样的律法。
And God has used to spend about 500 years from the establishment of the kingdom of Israel until its failure to tell people that they cannot attain righteousness by their own works.
不但是告诉以色列人，也把而且这个圣经写下来，也告诉我们所有的人，我们没有办法靠自己的力量来修行。来拯救自己。
And it's not just to tell the Israelites that they failed, but to tell each and every one of us here that we can never gain our righteousness through our own works.
所以我们看来世界上的其他任何的宗教，其实从本质上都是行为主义，它没有办法来拯救我们。
So all the religion that is based on works in this world can never save us.
哲学也是这样，哲学也没有办法来拯救我们。
It's the same with philosophy; it cannot save us.
哲学是探讨终极关怀的。
And philosophy is about ultimate reality.
从希腊最著名的哲学家苏格拉底柏拉图开始，苏格拉底柏拉图就讲了一个故事，叫洞穴人的故事，不知道大家有没有听过。
And so even from Socrates and Plato, they talked about the story.
这洞穴人的故事讲什么呢
？The story of the man in the cave.
洞穴的故事本质上就是在最基本上就在讲，我们就生活在一个世界里面，你所看到的都是可能都是假象。
And this man in the cave means that where we're living in this reality, and perhaps all the things that you have seen is just an illusion.
苏格拉底就用那个比喻讲，就是有一群人，就有一群囚犯，他们就生活在这个洞穴里面，然后他们被绑在那里，然后一动不能动，只能往前面看，不能往后面看。
And so he's talking about a bunch of people, imagining them in a cave where they are prisoners, and they can only look forward. They can't look to the side.
然后在他们的背后有一个光源。
And behind them, there's a light source.
在他们与光源之间有一堵墙，这个墙有一定的高度。
And so between them and the light source, there's a wall, and there's a certain height of the wall.
那就有很多人，然后在这个墙的后面，然后搬着东西，然后搬着各种各样的东西来搬来搬去。
And many,
然后说着不同的话。
Many behind them are moving things and talking behind the wall.
所以对这些囚犯来说，他们看到的只是这些东西超过墙的那一部分的影子。投在那个墙上，所以他们只看到这些东西。
So to the prisoners, they only see the shadows of these people behind the wall on the image.
所以他们看到影子动来动去，然后又听到那些声音，但是他们不能转过头来看。所以他们当中这些囚犯有些很聪明的，他们就试着解释这个是什么样的。
So even though they can only see the shadow and can hear things, they cannot look at the reality and start to philosophize and try to think of what's going on. So they have all kinds of philosophy from there. And now you know why Socrates told this story. He's saying that we are like the prisoners.
So we are now developing all kinds of philosophy. Maybe you just see the shadow.
And you are developing all kinds of philosophy, but maybe you're just looking in the shadows.
其实从苏格拉底一直到那个近代的那个休谟，那休谟就把这个发展到极点。休谟就认为我们所看到的任何东西，我都是值得怀疑的。
And so from Socrates all the way down to David Hume, he is a very skeptical about all the things that we see.
所以休谟就开始质疑那个因果关系，质疑逻辑。
So David Hume is even skeptical about the causality.
最著名的哲学上的讨论就有山谷的，有高山的地方必然有山谷。
And he talked about if there is a hill, there must be a valley.
那休谟就说，为什么有高山的地方就必须有山谷？
And he asked, why is it that a place where there's hill, there must be a valley?
这中间没有因果关系。
There is no causality between them.
因果关系只是你想象出来的。
Your causality is just your imagination.
所以哲学到休谟就死了。
So philosophy kind of died at Hume.
所以没有办法解决人的问题。
There's no end to the problem of man.
所以无论是其他任何的宗教，无论是哲学，都没有办法来解决这个终极的问题。
So even philosophy or other religions, they can never solve the problem of ultimate reality.
所以这就是保罗在这里说，无论是我们，无论是天上来的使者，还是别人传福音给你们，如果这个福音与我们所传的给你们不同，他就应当被咒诅。
And that's why Paul says that even if an angel or we from heaven should preach another gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed.
所以你在这里看到保罗在说里说的这么绝对，无论他们传任何样的宗教，传任何样的哲学。给你们，但是与我给你们所传的福音不同，不是基督的福音，他们就应当被咒诅。
So Paul is so absolute here that as long as they differ from the gospel that we preach to you, they are accursed.
所以你看保罗说话，保罗说的话就唯独福音，唯独福音才能够解决人的问题。
And so Paul's word is that only the gospel can solve our problem.
唯独福音才能在这个迷失的世界当中给我们光，才给我们那个盼望。
Only the gospel can give us this rays of hope in this lost world.
唯独福音才能给我们真理，让我们能够解决我们终极的问题。
Only the gospel can give us the truth and explain the ultimate reality.
这些东西，无论是佛教，无论是道教，无论是伊斯兰教，还是哲学，都没有办法做到的。
Whether all kinds of religion or philosophy will never solve this.
为什么
？Why?
这个本质上是以为上帝是创造者，我们是受造者。
And the very basic of it is because God is the creator and we are his creatures.
所以其他任何的东西，任何的哲学，任何的宗教，都是从这个受造者的角度，从下而上，我想去达到这个创造者。
So all kinds of other religions and philosophies trying to gain to the plane of the creator from the creature.
但是忽略了这个受造者和创造者之间的这个距离是一个有限与无限的距离。
But if they neglected that this gap between the creator and the creature is an infinite gap.
所以任何从下而上的这个方法都没有办法能够真正达到这个世界的造物主。
So all the ways from the bottom up, you can never reach there.
唯一的办法是什么？
What is the only way?
唯一的办法就圣经里面告诉我们的说，道成了肉身，住在我们当中。
The only way is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among
us. 约翰福音告诉我们说的，这位创造主，这位创造世界的主，他自己下来，他道成肉身，住在我们当中，是充充满满的有真理，有恩典。
And the Gospel of John said that this God who created the world, He became flesh and come to here, full of grace and truth.
所以约翰福音的一章说。太初有道，道与神同在，这道就是神。
And so in John 1:1 it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God.
然后在后面第三节又说万物是借着他所造的，在后面又说这个世界也是借着他所造的。
And all things is created through this word.
到后面就说这个道成了肉身住在我们的当中。
In verse 14 it says that the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
所以只有当这个神自己下来向我们启示的时候，我们才能够明白。
It's only when God himself comes down and reveals himself to us that we can understand.
我们才能在这个迷失的世界当中看到那个光亮，看到那个 hope， 看到那个真理。
Then can we see this ray of light and hope in this lost world.
所以这就是保罗说的没有别的福音，只有一个福音。
That's why Paul says that there is no other gospel, only the gospel of Christ.
所以我们为什么人活在一个很迷失的一个世界当中，迷失一个境界当中。
And why are we living in this lostness in this world?
很多人看不到这个出路，很多人看不到这个光亮在哪里。
Many couldn't see this light and this ray of hope.
前段时间我在网上看到，就是说，看到黄家驹的这个医生的这个经历。
And so previously I've read on the internet about an experience of a doctor, 黄家驹。
He's not a doctor.
Not a doctor?
Yeah, he's a singer.
Singer,
Beyond.
Beyond, oh, okay.
Okay. 有多少人听过黄家驹的歌？
Any one of you have heard the songs of Beyond?
那有很多人喜欢黄家驹的歌，对不对？
And many like his songs.
我也喜欢，我也很喜欢他的歌。那黄家驹是一个什么样的人呢？就是说，他是一个很爱音乐的人。
And who is this person? Well, he loves music.
就他十二岁的时候，十二岁之前他从来没有接触过音乐，但他十二岁的时候，偶然的时候，他就看到那个英国的那个摇滚乐。
And so, but before 12, he didn't know much music. But at 12, he was introduced to rock music in Britain.
So, 这个对他影响很大。然后那个时候，他刚好就是他邻居搬走，然后留了一把旧吉他。
And so,
他就把他旧吉他拿走。
At that time, his neighbor moved, and he was left with an old guitar.
所以他的一生的理想就是说，他能够把自己的精力投入在这个音乐当中，创造这个音乐。
His whole ideal is to pour himself into the music industry to create music.
但是你知道在他的歌曲当中，所有的歌曲当中最经常出现的一个词是什么？
And do you know what's the most common phrase that appears in all his songs?
什么？不是爱。什么？不是。是唏嘘。
唏嘘什么？
唏嘘。
Vanity.
唏嘘就是叹息，就像那个 sad。
It's a sigh.
一声叹息。
So it's a sigh, a sigh.
你如果去看，你会发现它最多出现的是这个词。为什么
？Why? Why is it all this phrase appears in his song?
因为他当时他想做的是音乐，但是在我们知道，在香港的娱乐界，你要想做音乐，你就必须去参加各种娱乐活动，包括广告啊，包括他们做的这些活动，对不对
？He wants to do music, but you know that in the entertainment industry, you have to involve yourself in all kinds of things.
那曾经有一段时间，他就迷失在这些活动当中，然后他就离开了他的音乐。
So for once, he lost his way and he didn't do music. It was all in this entertainment industry.
所以在那段时间，他的创作很少。
So at that time, he created very little music.
但他后来又回来了。
But eventually, he returned.
但是他就对这个现象很不满，但是他也没有办法，无能为力。
And he is very dissatisfied with the situation, but he cannot do anything to help it.
所以他最后跑到日本去。为什么跑到日本去？因为对香港的娱乐界失望了。
So eventually he moved to Japan because he's disappointed with the Hong Kong industry.
但是到日本，他发现也是如此。
But in Japan, he realized that it's the same.
所以他最后写的一首歌是，大家知道是哪首歌吗
？So eventually he wrote a song. You know what song he wrote?
有人知道他最后一首歌是哪首吗？
You know what's his last song that he wrote?
海阔天空。海阔天空。如果你看这首歌的歌词，你就会发现，他在这首歌里面说，他说，怀着一颗冷却的心窝，飘向远方。
And so in that song, he says that with a cold heart, I'm.
那个不是那个海阔天空，不是写爱的，他是写他自己的经历的。
He's not.
他的心窝冷却了，你知道吗
？He's not talking about love, but he's talking about his passion dying.
他在里面也说背弃了理想，就是说放弃了理想，人人都可以。
And he says that well, it's if everyone can let down his ideals.
他说就是说，他也害怕哪一天，自己也会随流同污。
And he's afraid that he'll just be lost among the industry.
哪一天自己也会跌倒。
And one of these days he might fall too.
那最后我们知道他是最后是。真的跌倒了。
Eventually, he really fell in an accident.
然后就去世了。
And died.
所以他的一生的当中的话，你看到他的一生的唏嘘，看到一生的迷茫。
And in his life, you see this life of lostness, this life of vanity.
And he thinks
that music is his passion, but he cannot just hold on and be firm in it.
所以你会看到一个人迷失在这个世界当中，这个世界就成为一个大染路，然后我们人在这个里面就很容易迷失在当中。And
so this world is a big place, and it's easy for humans to be lost in this world.
然后我在网上也看到，就是《鲁豫有约》里面对王杰的一个访问。And
also I read about this interview about Wang Jie.
王杰，对，大家知道王杰吗？And
you know who Wang Jie is?
知道啊。 唱那个什么一场游戏一场梦的，回家。
Another singer.
还有很多著名的歌曲。王杰可能是华语乐坛里面出的唱片最多的人。And
perhaps he's the one who published the most records in the Chinese speaking world.
但陈鲁豫告诉他说，就为他的时候，然后王杰就说，他的这些所有的这些最荣耀的时候，他领过很多的奖项。然后他说他领这个奖项的时候，他是再去看他的时候，他觉得就是一场梦一样。
And so in his interview, he says that he received so many awards, but when he received certain awards, he felt that it's not him.
And when
he was the most richest, he bought a whole big seven-story building and became his condo. And when he looked back, he thinks that that person who bought that thing is not him.
他领过那么多奖项，然后做过很多那么多事情，但是他发现这好像活在梦里一样。He
received all these awards and do so many things, but he realized that it kind of lived like he's like living in a dream.
王杰也是一个非常有个性的人，他在香港的娱乐圈里面是被香港的娱乐圈不容的。
So Wang Jie is also has his own character in the entertainment industry.
So he 得罪了很多人，后来就被人有人下毒，然后他的嗓子就坏掉了。
And so he made other people angry, and he was poisoned actually.
所以王杰一生也是在这个寻求，但是他在寻求什么，他也不知道。
But in his life, he's also searching, but he doesn't know what he's searching for.
和黄家驹一样，他就是不想与那个娱乐界同流合污。He
just doesn't want to be part of the entertainment industry.
但是他和黄家驹一样，也是在迷失在这个世界当中。But
like the singer before him, he's lost in the world as well.
也是找不到这个希望，找不到这个盼望。And
cannot find this hope in this world.
我们今天很多人是不是也是这样？Now
we ask ourselves, are we the same like them?
我们当中有很多年轻人。There
are many among us who are young.
我们知道你有很多的梦想。And
we know that you have many ideals.
很抱歉，我在这里可能要泼点凉水。Now
maybe I want to break some of your ideals here. Sorry.
你希望你的人生会成功。You
want your life to be successful.
但我在这里问你一句，你的人生再成功，你能够像黄家驹那样成功吗？By asking, 你能够像王杰那样成功吗？Can
you be more successful than the singers that we've seen previously?
他们的经历告诉我们什么？What
do their experience teach us?
他们的经历告诉我们人生的意义在哪里？
Their experience tells us where the meaning of life is.
他们一生在寻求, 但是一生都没有找到。
They are looking for it their entire life, but they cannot look for it.
最终迷失在这个世界的洪炉当中。
And eventually they are lost in this currents of the world.
你们今天也是在步他的后尘, 也想追求成功, 也想追求事业上的成功, 也想追求事业上的, 荣华富贵, 但是最终的时候, 你们也可能会步他的后尘。
And today, you're walking after their footsteps. You want to be a successful life, but do you follow after them in their vanity as well?
所以在这里我对我们当中的年轻人说，你现在你要好好思想，人生的意义在哪里？So
to those who are young among us, I want to really advise you to think of where's the meaning of your life.
你人生追求的是什么？What
are you pursuing after?
保罗在这里说，只有一个福音，就是基督的福音。
And Paul here says there is only one gospel, and it's the gospel of Christ.
彼得说，天上地下没有赐下别的名使你们可以借着祷得救。And
Peter says there's no other name that's been given from heaven or on earth that you can be saved.
耶稣说，我就是真理，我就是道路，我是生命。And
Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能够到神那里去。No
one can go to the Father except through me.
你看到了吗？
Can you see this?
真理只有这么一个。There
is only one truth.
你任何偏离这个真理去寻求别的东西的话，
any that stray from this truth to look for other alternatives will be lost.
可能过了三四十年，到你五六十岁的时候，你再回头，发现你的人生不过是一声叹息。
And perhaps 34 years later, when you look back and you realize that your life is but a sigh. 你即使像王杰那样成功，像
王杰、像黄家驹那样成功，像王杰那样的有钱，但是你会发现你所过的都是好像是一场梦一样。
Even if you become so wealthy like the singers, you will realize that your life is but a dream.
所以你从现在就好好思想，什么是你应该追求的。
So even from now on, you have to think what you should really pursue in your life.
太初有道，道与神同在。
In the beginning is the Word, and the Word was with God.
这道就是神。
And the Word is God.
这道成了肉身，住在我们的当中，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And this Word has become flesh to dwell among us, full of grace and truth.
所以我们再次来思想我们的人生，思想我们的这个世界。我们要想这个真理到底是什么。
So we have to once again think about this truth in our life, and what is this truth?
保罗在第四节说，基督照着我们父神的旨意为我们舍己，要救我们脱离这个罪恶的世界。
And in verse 4, Paul says, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age.
说按照神的命定，基督来到这个世间，他的目的是要救我们脱离这个迷失的世界。
And according to the will of God the Father, He sent Christ to this world to save us from this lostness.
来救我们从这个世界的大染炉中、大染缸当中能够脱离出来，从这个罪恶的世界当中能够出来。
And to save us from the wickedness and the sins of this world.
从这个迷失当中能够出来。
To save us from this lostness of the world.
所以这是基督来的目的。
This is the goal that Christ came.
说基督为了这个目的，他为我们被钉在十字架上。
And for this very goal, Christ died for us on the cross.
他背负我们的罪，他为我们献上他自己的生命。
He has bore our sins and he gave himself up.
说基督为了这个目的，他选择了在这世上，他选择了顺服。
And
他一生是顺服的一生。
For this goal, Christ came as a life of submission.
然后顺服的极致就是在十字架上为我们而死。
And he submitted to the point of death on the cross.
所以因为基督的顺服，所以他完成了神与亚当所立的约。
And so because of his submission, he fulfilled the conditions of the covenant.
所以神对人类所有的祝福，所有的祝福都在基督里面。
All the blessings that God wants to give to man is in Christ.
都在基督里面，因为基督是那个是完成了那个约。
Is in Christ because Christ is the one who fulfills.
所以这就保罗说的这天是。这就是保罗为什么在这里说，就是没有别的福音，只有这一个福音。
And that's why Paul says there's no other gospel but this gospel of Christ.
这就为什么彼得说的，就天上地下没有别的名。
And also why Peter says there's no other name from heaven or on earth.
所以弟兄姐妹，无论你是年轻的，还是我们中年的，或是老年的，我们在今天我们再次有这样的一个机会，我们来思考我们人生的目的，我们思考真理。
So no matter how old you are, brothers and sisters, let us once again to think of the truth of the gospel.
我盼望我们能够去按照神的真理，按照福音来调整我们的一生。
And I hope that according to the gospel of Christ, we can adjust our lives.
你的一生要为神而活。
That our lives we live for God.
要为真理而活。
To live for the truth.
我们一生要思想的这个问题就是说，我怎样才能够最好的、最大的去服侍神。
And the question that we ought to think of is how I can serve God in the best possible way in my life.
所以这是神对我们每个人的呼召。
This is the call that God has for every one of us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
你是万王之王，你是万主之主。
You are the Lord of Lords and you're the King of Kings.
我们在这里看到主啊，天上地下没有别的名，没有别的福音。
We see here that there's no other name that's given on heaven or on earth, and there's no other gospel.
没有别的道路，没有别的真理。
There's no other way and no other truth.
主啊，你就是真理，你就是道路，你就是生命。
And oh Lord, you are the truth, the way, and the life.
只有在你里面，主啊，我们才能够到神那里去。
It is only in you that we can return back to God.
只有在你里面，我们才能够认识真理。
And it's only in you that we can come to know truth.
只有在你里面，我们才能够找到我们生命的意义。
And in you that we can find the meaning and purpose of life.
主啊，愿你来帮助我们。
Oh Lord, may you help us.
让我们一生主啊能够为真理而活。
There are lives we can live for the truth.
为你而活。
Live for you.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer and pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.